As President Bush prepares to announce a new policy on Iraq, Sunni Arab governments in the region are growing anxious. They opposed the 2003 invasion, but now fear that a quick pullout of U.S. troops would only add to the chaos in Iraq. They're also worried about Iran's growing influence over its neighbor. In Egypt, the usually cautious president, Hosni Mubarak, has issued sharp criticisms of U.S. policy in recent days. He's also joined the widespread condemnation of the execution of former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Cairo.
Sometimes it takes a bit of cajoling to get Egyptians to speak into a foreign journalist's microphone. But on a recent afternoon, people were only too happy to say what they thought of Iraq's decision to hang Saddam on the first day of the Muslim feast Eid al-Adha. 35-year-old Ali Hussein says if Iraq's Shiite leaders were trying to make Saddam look bad, they accomplished just the opposite.
It's a humiliation and insult to all the Arabs and the Muslims, especially that it's on the day of the feast. It shouldn't have happened. He shouldn't have been executed on the day of the feast.
60-year-old Mansour Mohammed, in a green robe and white turban, was one of many who seemed to have forgotten about the atrocities committed by Saddam and his allies during his decades in power. Mohammed said Saddam, quote, lived and died as a hero.
I cried because Saddam is a courageous military man. In the last war, had somebody stood by him, he wouldn't have been defeated.
One reason Egyptians feel comfortable speaking out on the subject is that they're following the lead of their president. Hosni Mubarak called pictures of the execution revolting and barbaric and implied that it was legitimate to question whether the Iraqi court that convicted Saddam was acting while under occupation. It was one of a number of signs of tension in U.S.-Egyptian relations lately. During a recent visit by Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert to Egypt, Mubarak gave an interview to an Israeli newspaper in which he was openly critical of U.S. policy in the region. The Mubarak government has also apparently turned a deaf ear to American and Iraqi requests to shut down a pro-Sunni insurgent television channel being carried by Egypt's Nilesat company. The Al Zawra channel routinely airs propaganda videos showing insurgents carrying out attacks against U.S. and Iraqi forces. Lawrence Pintak, head of the Adams Center for Electronic Journalism at the American University in Cairo, says Egypt's refusal thus far to cut off the insurgent channel maybe a small effort by the Egyptians to distance themselves from the Americans.
It's interesting that the Egyptians would give space to an insurgent channel. And it's a reflection of the degree of frustration and defensiveness that we're beginning to see among the Sunni countries. The Saudis, the Egyptians, the Jordanians, all are suddenly in this Cold War with Iran. And this is a manifestation of that Cold War.
A U.S. Embassy spokesman in Cairo says Ambassador Frank Ricciardoni personally raised the issue of the Al Zawra channel with Egypt's information minister last month, and they're still waiting for a reply. Lawrence Pintak says the information minister told him he didn't consider the ambassador's comment an official request, and that for the moment the Egyptians are taking the position that Nilesat should honor its contract with the owners of Al Zawra as if it's strictly a business matter.
It's clearly a lot more than just money. Everything in Egypt is political, and particularly when you talk about media. Media is power in this region. Egypt was the leader of the Arab world, and to a certain degree, the Egyptians are trying to reassert that leadership of the Sunni world in opposition to the Iranians. And this would appear to be one of many manifestations that we're seeing.
Despite the condemnation of Saddam's execution, some on the streets of Cairo still believe Iraqis can build a country if they can find new leaders. 55-year-old Faiza Ahmad said she doesn't think Saddam's execution will necessarily make things worse in Iraq.
I don't think there's going to be much of a difference. And they will forget him, especially if they get a good president.
But from the halls of Sunni power, in Jordan, in Saudi Arabia, and in Egypt, the view is increasingly bleak when it comes to Iraq's future and the spread of Iranian power and influence. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.